Welcome to another episode of Consulting Consumption, sponsored by Consultant Academy. Designed to help consulting business owners get more clients to consume more of their professional services, we hope you enjoy this episode about action over analysis, the consultant's guide. Here's Rob Llewellyn.
Today, we're delving into a challenge that resonates deeply with many consultancy business owners. You've likely found yourself buried in books, podcasts, and articles, all brimming with actionable advice. This wealth of knowledge is genuinely helpful, yet there's a critical step that's often missed, and that's taking action. It's a scenario all too familiar. Months pass by, and despite the valuable insights gained, nothing changes in your business. Let's explore why this happens and how shifting from constant consumption to action can transform your consultancy. The setup, the paralysis of analysis. In the world of consulting, knowledge is power. But there's a fine line between staying informed and becoming immobilized by information overload. We live in an era where the next piece of advice is just a click away. For many consultants, this leads to a cycle of perpetual learning, where action takes a backseat to consumption. It's a state of analysis paralysis, where fear of making the wrong move keeps you from making any move at all. The delivery. Breaking the cycle. The crux of the issue isn't the lack of knowledge, but the hesitation to implement it. Taking the first step can be daunting, especially when you're aiming for perfection. The truth is, perfection is an illusion that hinders progress. Embracing a good enough approach can be liberating and far more productive. So here's how to break the cycle. First, start small. Initiating change in yourself can be overwhelming, especially when faced with the vast sea of advice available to consultants. The key to breaking this inertia is to start small. Select one piece of advice that particularly speaks to you. A strategy you've always wanted to try, or a habit you've been meaning to adopt. Commit to integrating this into your routine within the next week. The importance of this approach lies in its manageability. Small actions are less daunting and easier to commit to. They serve as the first domino, setting off a chain reaction that builds momentum over time. For instance, if you've been wanting to increase your authority in your space, start by writing a new article on the topic you feel most comfortable with. This singular, achievable action can lead to more consistent content creation or engagement, gradually escalating your online visibility. Next, set specific goals. Ambiguity is the nemesis of action. Vague aspirations like, "I want to grow my consulting business," are too nebulous to inspire action and often lead to procrastination. The antidote is specificity. Setting specific, achievable goals transforms abstract aspirations into concrete plans. For example, instead of aiming to increase client base, set a goal to acquire 3 new clients in the next quarter. This specificity clarifies your objective and delineates the path forward, making it significantly easier to take that all-important first step. It also allows for measurable progress, which can be incredibly motivating. Next, embrace failure as learning. The fear of failure is a colossal barrier to taking action. It's crucial to reframe failure not as a sign of defeat, but as a valuable component of the learning process. Every attempt at something new, even if it doesn't lead to immediate success, is a learning opportunity. It provides real-world feedback, revealing what works and what doesn't, which is information you can use to adjust your approach. For instance, a failed marketing campaign isn't just a misstep. It's a chance to understand your audience better and refine your marketing strategies. This mindset encourages experimentation and innovation, essential qualities for growth in the consulting industry. Then there's accountability. This is a potent force for ensuring commitment to your goals. When you share your objectives with a trusted colleague, mentor, or friend, you're more likely to follow through. Knowing that someone else is aware of your intentions and may check in on your progress adds a layer of external motivation that can be incredibly effective. To integrate this into your action plan, establish regular check-ins with your accountability partner to discuss progress, challenges, and next steps. This not only keeps you on track, but also provides an opportunity for valuable feedback and support. Incorporating these strategies into your approach can transform the way you convert knowledge into action. By starting small, setting specific goals, embracing failure as part of the learning process, and leveraging accountability, you're more equipped to break the cycle of inaction and propel your consulting business forward. Now it's time for action. Implementing what you learn has the potential to revolutionize your consulting business. It's about moving from passive learning to active doing. Consider the consultant who finally launches the marketing strategy they've been researching for months. The results might not be immediate, but the act of starting initiates a process of real-world learning and improvement that no amount of theoretical knowledge can match. What happens if you don't take action? The truth is stark. Nothing changes. Your business remains stagnant. Potential clients go unengaged. And the growth you're capable of remains unrealized. The gap between where you are and where you want to be widens with each missed opportunity to apply your knowledge. As we wrap up today's discussion, remember that the bridge between knowledge and success is built with actions, not intentions. It's time to move beyond just consuming advice to applying it. Start with one action today, no matter how small. Let it be the catalyst for change in your consultancy. The path to growth and success is paved with the steps you take, not the plans you make. If you're ready to transform your approach and see real results in your consultancy, take this as your call to action. Dive into the wealth of knowledge you've accumulated, pick one insight, and put it into practice. Let today be the day you shift from a consumer of content to a doer of deeds. Thank you for joining me. Remember, in the world of consulting, the most profound insights come from action. Here's to making your next move your best move.
This podcast is sponsored by Consultant Academy, the platform built to help consulting business owners grow their practices. We publish twice every week and hope to have you join us on the next episode. If you want to have more clients consuming more of your professional services, visit consultant.cxotransform.com.